slow within molasses, I'm far too blind to enjoy my view. So I just write tunes, even then I can't write sad songs when my life is filled with you.
Evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And starting off the program tonight with some kind of light and nice folky music from an artist named Bells Larson out of Montreal, Quebec. And you heard the track called Tongue Tied, and that's off an album called Good Grief. Check it out at bellslarson.bandcamp.com, and that's Larson with an E. And like I said, you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. And tonight on the program, we have a pretty wide variety of new music that I've been checking out. And to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear a couple of kind of ambient projects, first of which is a new release from Sarah DeBacci. And the album is called Two Sisters, and we're going to hear a track off of that, the opening track called Hall of Mirrors. And I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, Sarah DeBacci is local, but currently based in Los Angeles. And you can check out the Bandcamp, which is sarahdebacci.bandcamp.com. And this one is doing very good on the National Campus Radio charts. I'm not sure what it's currently at, but I know a lot of stations are playing this one. So after Sarah DeBacci, we're going to hear another Canadian ambient artist, and that's Jessica Hart. Her new album is called Galaxy Heart from Jessica Moss, and you may know Jessica Moss from work on various projects on Constellation Records, a lot of different stuff like Silver Mount Zion and all kinds of other stuff. But she's put out a few solo albums recently, and you can check them all out at jessicamoss.bandcamp.com. We're going to hear a track off of the new album, and something called Light Falls on Every Door. And this was just released last week, so very excited for more music from Jessica Moss out of Montreal, Quebec. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the opening track from the new album from Sarah DeVacci. This track is called Hall of Mirrors.
Thank you. By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a yerba mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was some Canadian post rock, I guess, with Jessica Moss and a track called Light Falls on Every Door. It's off the album called Galaxy Heart. Some really nice, light, ambient music from a artist who has a lot of work out on the Constellation record label, which is a great Canadian post rock label. And you can check out this new release at jessicamoss.bandcamp.com. And prior to that was something from a new release from Sarah Devachi. The album is called Two Sisters, and you heard the track called Hall of Mirrors. Very kind of striking, beautiful ambient track, very quiet and relaxing album indeed. Check it out at sarahdevachi.bandcamp.com. And we got quite a bit of music coming up tonight, so we're going to hear something from a new release out on 4AD Records, and newest release is something from a artist named Barties Strange, if I'm not spelling that incorrectly. But anyways, we're going to hear some new stuff from Barties Strange, and this one is actually doing, I think it's doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts, and we're going to hear something from them, and then we're going to hear, I think, let me see. Sorry, I'm just getting everything all ready in the next set. It's kind of a little bit behind, it's running a little bit behind on traffic, but we're going to hear a new release from Barty Strange. After that, a project called Delivery, and then what we'll hear after that is another artist called, let me see what I have queued up. I think I had three tracks queued up, and after that, after Delivery, we're going to hear an interesting project called Eddie, which is a very kind of R&B, kind of rock-sounding project. But first, new stuff from Barties Strange, and let me see what I have. The new album is called Farm to Table, and it just came out on 4AD Records. We're going to hear a track off of it, something called Black Gold is what you're going to hear from, a track called Hennessy from Barties Strange. After that, Delivery followed by Eddie right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Hennessy.
I took three lives that I need, watching me run that I believe. Oh, I need mine, like I need other places I could be. And they say black folks drink Hennessy, but I want you over me. In the dark on a tree, these days we don't talk anymore. We don't talk these days. We don't talk anymore. I never meant to say this. Some days I don't feel like I'm the man. I feel that from the bottom. I know I do most love you cannot stand. I've been waiting just because I can't win. And they say black folks drink Hennessy, but I want you over me.
Oh man.
In the dark on a tree. If I only don't need
say black folks drinking in sea, but I want you over me in the dark, aren't you?
Love it. We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Smash the dirty red scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Wrong. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate him! I hate him!
Okay, well, You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Delivery, a garage punk band out of Melbourne, Australia. Sorry. And they are out on the Feel It record label, which is a really great label in the States that's also home to some other really great projects on this label. Slipping my mind right now, but I have played quite a few Feel It Records artists, and the track that you heard from Delivery is called Beider Meinhof, which is the frequency illusion, I guess. And prior to Delivery on Feel It Records, you heard something from Eddie with a track called Lovers on the Run off the album called Fluid. And Eddie is a project out of Eastern Canada, and they're a two-piece out of Montreal, and they make some really great kind of R&B soul type pop music, or neo soul, I guess is what they have on their genre descriptions on Bandcamp, which is eddiemusic.bandcamp.com. And once again, you heard the track called Lovers on the Run. It's a track that they have a music video for, and you can check it out on their Bandcamp page. And what you heard at the top of the set was something from Barty's Strange, a new album out on 480 Records. Really, really great stuff. It's called Farm to Table, the name of the album. And you heard the closing track called Hennessy. Some really great kind of almost outsider pop sounding stuff with a lot of singer-songwriter elements to it. And it kind of reminds me of some stuff like Willis Earl Beale type music. And yeah, so once again, that's some new stuff out on 480 Records, a new release from Barty's Strange. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we'll get to some more kind of experimental stuff, and we'll hear something from Tanya Tagak and a new remix release album called Tongues. North Star remixes, and there's some really great remixes on here, some done by Backwash, as well as Chad Van Galen, Hallucination, and we're going to hear something from Daedalus, and Daedalus is doing a track, a remix of I'm not sure what the original track what name was on, but anyways, if you're not familiar, Daedalus is a American music producer, and he's also had stuff out on the Anticon label, as well as Ninja Tune. So really cool that he's collaborating with Tanya Tagak. The track that he's remixing is the original version of the title track of the album called Tongues, if that's not confusing. After that, we're going to hear something from Voice Actor and a new release out on Stroom TV Records, the Belgium label that I have played a few times in recent weeks. Most recently, I've played the Terrace Bulba release, and a few weeks before that was the Dolly Maru release. But the newest release is a really interesting album called Sent From My Telephone by an artist named Voice Actor. And this is there's about 112 tracks on this, very short tracks, and they're kind of ambient experimental with like spoken word elements, and it's kind of a ambient collage type sounds. But we're going to hear a track called Calculated Reactive Space. And once again, that's by Voice Actor out on Stroom TV Records. And this is a solo artist, I do believe. But you can check this out at streamtv.bandcamp.com. And yeah, so that'll be it in this next set right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Daedalus remixing Tanya Tagak. This track is called Tongues.
Dark and complete silence. I'm hungry. smell croissants. They smell really good. It's really sweet, really sweet smell. It's a really sweet smell. It's a really sweet smell of croissants. See the croissants. I don't even like croissants that much, I think. I'm very hungry. And I'm hungry now, too, so it's really hard to concentrate. We get up, text the restaurant people, said they close at 11:15. It's night. 11:15. Silence. We're hungry. We can smell croissants. I can't have them for dinner. Can I? They smell good. We get up. In those kind of small basement restaurants. And you can't really see the kitchen or anyone. Restaurant, talking, you on the left, so much talking, it's getting late.
That was new music from Stroom TV Records, a really interesting release named project called Voice Actor. Kind of a very mysterious project that you can't find out too much information about this artist. And the album is called Sent From My Telephone, and it's a whopping 4-hour album. And you can check it out at stroomtv.bandcamp.com. There's over 112 tracks. Very light ambient experimental tracks with a lot of spoken word and kind of collage type sounding stuff from it. And it also features an artist named Ego Death appearing on quite a few tracks. But it's a pretty lengthy listen. I haven't listened to it all myself, but perhaps I'll make some time in the future because Stroom TV puts out some really interesting music. Some pretty experimental stuff that you might not hear anywhere else. And they are a label out of Belgium. And before that, you heard something from Tanya Tagak and a remix done by Daedalus, a track called Tongues, and this is off the Tongues North Star remixes. And this one is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts, so a lot of stations like CITR and fellow campus community type radio stations across Canada are playing this album quite a bit. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock. Like I said, I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we're going to hear kind of a louder experimental set. And I guess I don't play too much loud music. I haven't done so in a while. I guess I focus on experimental, post-rock, electronica. I've kind of cut down on a lot of loud stuff, but I try to fit it in here and there when I can, and the next set is going to be quite loud. We're going to hear something from Ken Mode out of Winnipeg, a new album called Null, and we'll hear a track called The Tie, kind of a abrasive, metallic, kind of hardcore, noisy, post-hardcore type stuff. You can check it out at kenmode.bandcamp.com, and Ken Mode been around for a long time, and as a interesting or great to see that they're reviewed on the yellowgreenred.com blog, which is the blog that's run by one of the guys from Pissed Jeans, and Null is doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts right now. After that, we're going to hear an older hardcore kind of post-metal, a project called Pyramids out of Denton, Texas. And this is an album that came out on Hydrahead long ago, I think back in 2008. We'll hear a track called Igloo. And this really had that kind of Hydrahead experimental metal sound. And I think they put out a few albums, mostly on Hydrahead Records, and this is their first one. Once again, it's Pyramids, and the self-titled album is what you're going to hear. And I think this is made up of a couple members of bands like RX Bandit and a band called... let me see, there's lots of interesting artists on this. Band called The Autumns is made up of members of Pyramids. Anyways, after Pyramids, we're going to hear something from Dreadnought, another band out of the States. We'll hear a track off the album called Endless, and we'll hear a track called The Paradigm Mirror. They're out of Denver, Colorado, but they're out on the Profound Lore record label, which is a Canadian label out of Kitchener, Ontario. And they put out some really great experimental music from around the world. Check it out at Profound Lore Records. I think it's just profoundlore.bandcamp.com, but Dreadnought's page can be checked out at dreadnoughtdenver.bandcamp.com. But first, right here on CITR, this is Winnipeg's own Ken Mode with a track called The Tie.
Thank you. The Vancouver International Film Festival is happening now, with amazing films from around the world. One film that CITR is excited to be a community partner with is Sick of Myself. The film showcases the toxic relationship of Thomas and Sinya in order to portray a shameful desire to go viral. When the art Thomas creates starts to receive traction, Sinya has the urge to buy medications from the black market that have been banned for their hideous side effects. What happens next? You can find out at the screenings happening on October 5th at the Rio Theatre and October 9th at Van City Theatre. For more information about the film and how to purchase tickets, search Sick of Myself in the What's On drop-down menu at viff.org. Disclaimer: Sick of Myself is in Norwegian with English subtitles and is 18+.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
And we're back. That was something from Dreadnought with a track called Paradigm Mirror off the album called The Endless. And they're a Denver kind of a progressive psych metal type band. And that one's also like post-metal doom type stuff. And that track was a little bit more kind of on the progressive kind of folk sounding stuff. But there's some other pretty heavy tracks on this. You can check it out at dreadnoughtdenver.bandcamp.com, and that, once again, that was released on the Profound Lore record label. Prior to that was the 2008 release from Pyramids, a self-titled album, and you heard the track called Igloo, and on top of the set was Ken Mode out of Winnipeg with the track called The Tie off the Null album that just came out, and you can check it out at kenmode.bandcamp.com. And I'm not sure if they're touring. I think they are touring, but I'm not sure if there's a Vancouver date. Let me see. Yeah, I don't see anything up right away. Maybe the next few months, or perhaps in the new year, there will be a Vancouver date, or it's possible I already missed the show. Anyways, you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and we'll move into a little bit different territory in this next set, and we'll take a left turn and go back towards some electronic music. And this time we're going to hear new stuff from Lies Records, one of my favorite electronic labels out of New York, and their latest release is something from Full Effects, and that's Full EFX. It's a new release out called Head Rush, and this is the work of a guy named Anthony Parasol, and he's also part of a label called Osgood Tun, if I'm not mistaken. And let me see, after Berlin based label, I do believe, and Deckmantel. And anyways, this is his first release out on Lies Records, and once again, that's Full EFX. Really great house, a little bit of kind of a industrial and dance hall kind of sounds to it. After Full EFX, the other latest release from Lies Records is a new 12-inch from Ron Morelli. And if you're not familiar, Ron Morelli is the boss, the person behind Lies Records. The latest release is called Torture Promo, and we're going to hear a track called Gunsmoke, and it's the raw mix. And this is a let me see, yeah, 4-track release with a couple of studio and demo versions. And I didn't actually realize this, but he doesn't have too many releases out on his own label. Ron Morelli also puts out stuff on his own, but he puts it out under, oftentimes it's out under Hospital Productions Records. And I think he's put out album in 2020, but for the most part, he just kind of curates and selects the stuff, I'm assuming, along with other people who contribute to the Lies label, because it's such a great label. So anyways, we'll hear these two artists and get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here is a track called Head Rush by Full EFX right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a couple artists out on the Lies record label. Most recently, you heard something from Ron Morelli, a track called Gunsmoke. That's the raw mix, so I'm guessing that's the original version. And there's also a club mix version of that track. The new release out is called Torture Promo. It's a 12-inch. And like I said before, Ron Morelli is the person behind Lies Records and is the boss and owner. Before that, you heard another Lies Records release with Full EFX and a track called Head Rush of the release of the same name. And this is going to be out on November 4th. And you can check out this one track that's available. And this is the work of Anthony Parasol, who is also involved in other projects called Oscaton, Deck Mantel, and a imprint label called The Corner. And this is his first release out on Lies Records. Check it out at liesrecords.bandcamp.com. And up next, I have a couple of electronic artists that I think will actually close us out for the night. Kind of a couple long form tracks, but what you're going to hear first is a project called Utah with a question mark, and it's a kind of a grime footwork type release, like grime rap electronic music, and a release out called Last Light. It's an EP, and we're going to hear the self-titled track, I should say, and that's out on a label called Coyote Records. And it's a different Coyote Records. If you do a search, there's a metal label called Coyote Records. I don't think this is the same one, but I think it's the artist name. But anyways, I don't know too much about this, so I just checked it out recently, and it gets some comparison to Zombie. So after Utah, we're gonna hear something from an electronic project from A Plus A. And this is the work of an artist named Ananuku, as well as the electronic artist Evelyn Emerson, who I've played before. She's had some stuff out on the Whitey's release out a few years ago that I played, and I have been listening to Evelyn Emerson for quite a while. And interesting fact about her, a little tidbit of knowledge, is way back in the day before her electronic career, she used to kind of intern and do some hosting on the old Revision 3 technology podcast network, which they did a lot of video podcasts and stuff like that. But anyways, she was a host on there, and she did a few like commercials and stuff like that. But that's when she went under the name Kaylee Emerson, but now it's Avalon Emerson. The latest release is out on AD93 Records, and it's called 060, I guess, and we're going to hear a track called North Star. And yeah, so that'll take us to the end of the program. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week with some more great music, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. Up next, right here on CITR, this is Utah with a track called Last Light. We'll be right back.
Jocelyn Pettifat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more.